Good evening. The 10 p.m. news, read by Patience Wingo. The main points. Colombo of Ja and Lobor clinched 2024 Football Cup of Cameroon with 1-0 victory over Eglo Royal of Menwa at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, where Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté represented President Paul Biya at the sports season finale. In news out of the country, cocoa-producing countries launch a call on EU to delay anti-deforestation law. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Colombe of Ja and Lobo claimed victory in the 2024 edition of the Football Cup of Cameroon, defeating Eglo of Menwa 1-0 today in Yaoundé. The match was attended by Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony marking the conclusion of the 2024 sports season. Our star building correspondent Christian Chiatam highlights the Prime Minister's presence at the closing ceremony.
The closing jamboree of the 2024 sports season was total communion between the executive and the sports-loving public.
Excellence, Monsieur le Premier Ministre, chef du gouvernement, représentant personnel du chef de l'État, le mouvement sportif national vous souhaite une chaleureuse bienvenue au stade Omnisports de Yaoundé à l'occasion de la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2024.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
The maximum capacity crowd of the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium rose like one man to join the PM salute the national colors before the event. The army was in tandem with the national sports movement as the representative of the president, Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté, inspected the guard of honor. Handshakes with the presidents of the different sports federations and installation at the honors tribune of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and it was time for the cultural display. The hard-earned 1-0 victory of Colombe Sportif was the plat de résistance of the closing of the 2024 sports season.
We've just witnessed a very beautiful match. First of all, I would like to congratulate on behalf of the head of state all those who have organized this wonderful event, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, FECAFOOT, and all the other parties that joined forces to organize this. Obviously, there can only be one winner, and Colombo of Jai Lobo won, but I think Egler of Menwa also did very well. So it's a very beautiful day.
A match followed by the award of trophies to the champions of the different sports federations for 2024. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium.
In the meantime, the victory of Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo is their first after they defeated Eglo Royal of Menwa 1-0 at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Striker Boris Ekoto of Colombe scored the lone goal in the 10th minute of the game attended by many football lovers. Ben Collins Nuriberuo has the details.
In the thrilling finale, Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo secured the first ever Cup of Cameroon trophy, defeating Eglo Royal of the Menwa 1-0. The South Region outfit began the match with unwavering determination, which paid dividends. In the 10th minute, striker Boris Ekoto expertly converted Ivan Vondo's pass, leaving goalkeeper Frank Derrick Kombobilu helpless. Eglo Royal's attempts to equalize were thwarted by Colombe's stalwart goalkeeper Idriss Mfo, who made crucial saves throughout the match. As the 90-minute mark approached, the packed stadium erupted in frenzy of the excitement, with Colombe Sportif's fans celebrating the team's triumphant victory. The electric atmosphere was palpable, culminating in a spectacular conclusion to Cameroon's sports season. The ceremony, graced by the Prime Minister representing the head of state Paul Biya, saw Colombe's captain Randy Kwala received the coveted trophy. This victory marked the culmination of an extraordinary campaign, mirroring the success of 53 other sports federations in Cameroon. The sports federations whose victors received the trophies from the hands of the head of state's representative, Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté. Guy Joël Noir, Ben Collins Nyaiberuo, CRTV News, the Amadou Ahidjo State.
Meanwhile, supporters of Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo are still in celebration after their team defeated Aigle Royal of Menwa by 1-0 this evening, thereby winning the Cup of Cameroon for the first time. Our reporter Harrison Ashutiko says the fans of the Doves from the South cheered their team to victory at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium with pride.
The wait for over 60 years to lift the Cup of Cameroon trophy is over for supporters of Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo following their 1-0 win over Aigle Royal of the Menwa in this Sunday's Cup of Cameroon final. The fans could not hide their joy when the referee blew the final whistle.
Michel Mvutu, Colombe is champion.
I'm impressed by Colombe Sportive. The mobilization, first of all, from Colombe is massive. And then the way they are playing, too, I think it's very impressive.
Even though Aigle Royal of the Menwa were beaten, the beautiful football displayed by the two teams who gave in their all in the encounter left the thousands of supporters at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium satisfied as they returned to their homes peacefully.
This one is far more better than the ambience of last time. We see fans of Aigle and fans of Colombe. They have served us to a sea of colors.
Ivan Bongo Olama, who gave the assist to goal scorer Boris Ekoto, was the man of the match, and he backed home the sum of 2 million francs CFA. Guy Jouet Noir, Harrison Ashu, the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
Fans of Aigle Royal of the Menwa have remained serene after losing their third Cup of Cameroon final. They have, however, promised to come back stronger next year. Governor Awafonka Augustine, who led the fans from the West Region, shared his views with Ben Collins Nyeberwa in the following excerpt of an interview.
We came very optimistic to make it, but it wasn't the case. The players did their best, but it wasn't good enough. They played. From the beginning, I think they were a little bit timid. Towards the end of the match, that it dawned on them that they could make it, but it was late. Colombe merited the victory. I think they had the 12 players behind them. They were very mobilized. The whole South on the field, I think they covered 3/4 of the stadium, which was something positive and in their favor. They played equally well. And I think since one team had to make it, they made it. I think next time a team from the West will bounce back, like last year, to grab the trophy.
Away from sports now, over 50 dogs have been vaccinated against rabies at the Littoral Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries. This is to protect them from rabies as part of activities of the World Rabies Day observed every September 28. It was coordinated by the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock, Victor Viban, who held talks with veterinarians, owners, and breeders of dogs on ways to continuously fight against the disease. Madon Kwale Beziatie reports.
After 168 persons are recorded to have been bitten by dogs this year, it was necessary for officials of livestock to launch a free vaccination campaign against rabies to mark the 18th edition of World Rabies Day. More than 50 dogs and other pets were brought to the Littoral Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries in Douala to be vaccinated against this disease, which officials say is caused by a virus and very dangerous if neglected. Dr. Victor Viban is the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock.
A dog bite should be taken as a suspected case. Once the symptoms appear in a human being, it is always too late. There's nothing we can do anymore. Usually, the person ends by dying.
The delegate and collaborators raised awareness on the theme, Breaking Boundaries of Rabies, with emphasis on what individuals must do when bitten by an infected dog or other pet.
Those who have dogs, you are legally responsible for your dog. You have to take care of it medically, doing the appropriate vaccines, nutritionally. And if your dog bites somebody, you have to take that person to health center where the person is giving the appropriate protocol that protects it.
The free vaccination campaign against rabies is on course in all 34 subdivisions of the Littoral region. Madon Kwele Beza, TSC, RTV News, Douala.
Over in the West region, thousands of children, mostly from vulnerable families in Jimom subdivision, have received school kits. The team of the Back to School campaign initiated by the CPDM Northwest Section President Mama Sunchiatfit crisscrossed 14 villages that make up the municipality to provide assistance to this category of children. The campaign rounded off in Manki, as you tell us, Kelvin Nembo.
Over 1,000 children, mostly from underprivileged families in Manki, a village in Nun Division, will now be able to fully enjoy their right to education. They are among some 5,000 children to receive free school supplies such as exercise books, pencils and rulers, among other things. The initiative is that of the president of the CBDM Noon Northwest section, Mama Sun Chatfit. The SDO for the Noon, Donasien described the gesture as a humanitarian act that will have long-lasting impacts on the lives of the children. The promoter, while inviting the beneficiaries to make good use of the school supplies, assured them that he will stop at nothing to ensure that all children in the municipality, including those who are internally displaced, have the needful to go to school. Donasien seized the occasion to encourage parents to send their children to school with the aim of raising the division school enrollment rate, said to be among the lowest in the West region. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Manki.
Elsewhere, some 123 candidates in Pete Banjun in the West region who were outstanding in the 2024 session of the Baccalaureate and GCE examinations have been offered financial assistance to pursue higher education studies. The initiative by the Member of Parliament for the Kunki, the Honourable Aben Quinche, was chaired by the Governor of the West region, Awafonka Augustine. Kinge Angela Parr reports.
The 12th edition of the Academic Excellence in Pete Banjun saw two special Fotso Victor scholarships worth 250,000 francs each awarded to the two best students in the baccalaureate exam and 122 other scholarships ranging from 60 to 200,000 francs. According to the promoter, Honorable Albert Quinche, this routine activity falls in line with the efforts of the government to promote quality education.
I encourage them to continue as they have done this year. I'm sure that tomorrow they will be the good and great Cameroonians.
These multiple actions in favor of promoting education have been described by the governor of the West region, Awafonka Augustine, as an example of true patriotism.
His generosity is beyond bounds. We can only express our gratitude to him and that he continues on this good footing so that the youths of the region can continue to excel.
This celebration of academic excellence serves as a renewed confidence of the elite to continue to accompany the education of youth as a foundation of development. Kinge Angela Pa, CRTV News, Banjun.
Christians of Epese Zion Parish of Site Sik in Douala have been encouraged to continue spreading God's word in unity and love. This was at the close of a one-week activity dubbed Evangelization and Development Week. It was organized by the Christian Men's Association of the Eglise Presbyterian Cameroonese Epese. Cynthia Aitim reports.
All is well that ends well as Christians of the Eglise Presbyterian Cameroonese Sion Parish magnify God for the success of a week-long activities which dwelled on conferences and charitable acts to the less privileged in and out of the church. Activities spearheaded by the Christian Men's Association of the APC. Eli Mbwapfuri is the national president of the association.
Evaluer ce que les responsables ont pu faire.
We evaluated what church leaders have done so far this year. We had Bible studies and made projections on the smooth run of our activities.
Prendre les activités.
Drawing inspiration from the book of Joshua, chapter 19, verses 1 to 19, the officiating man of God, Reverend Dr. Jean-Claude Biboum, called on the worshippers to be guarded against detractors.
J'ai interpellé les fidèles d'être
I've urged them to remain vigilant because there are people in the church whose mission is to mislead others from believing and doing God's work.
La volonté de Dieu puisse être déroutée.
A move geared towards strengthening faith in God and among Christians for lasting peace to reign in their hearts, the church and the country at large. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Now in news out of the country, cocoa-producing countries have asked the European Union for at least 2 more years to comply with EU regulation intended to ensure that beans imported to Europe do not come from deforested plots. But despite the mounting pressure, the Commission says it remains focused on implementing the regulation. in a joint declaration signed last week at the headquarters of the International Cocoa Organization, ICCO, in Côte d'Ivoire. Cocoa-producing countries say that implementation deadlines set by the EU are unrealistic in view of the requirements of the regulation, which range from the geolocation of plots to the establishment of an exhaustive traceability system. And it is with that footnote on our foreign page that we end this edition of the 10 p.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.